are back. And this is Deanna, and our guest is Brian Rue, and that is spelled R-U-H-E. He is the author of A Short Walk on an Ancient Path and Freeing the Buddha. His website is theravada.ca and brianrue.ca. He lives in Canada. He is the Secretary for the Truth and Justice for Germans Society, and their website is tjgs.ca. And we talked about the society last week when Wayne from Canada was on, and there were some questions. People didn't really understand about the Truth and Justice for German Society. They're not accepting any funds right now or membership. They're not quite ready, but they will be shortly. And if you do want to leave a comment for Wayne from Canada, you may do so at his website, justiceforgermans.com. And just leave a comment at the end of any of his articles. All righty, Brian, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. It's an honor to be here. I admire you and what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I was looking for all of your emails last night. I know that you sent me one about 6 months ago, and I found it, but I'm not going to share it. But
okay.
but you did send me a very nice email back in June, I believe it was. And so thank you very much for your kind comments and your support.
Yeah, I think I've been listening to you for about a year now.
Great. Great. And how did you get interested? I mean, you have some other activities and some other interests. How did you happen to get interested in Germany? Give us a little bit about your background and tell us how you came to be the Secretary of the Truth and Justice for German Society. And tell us what you've been doing.
Yeah, so my background, how I got into this, I guess it goes back, well, since my childhood, I had some interest in Nazi Germany, but particularly in 1994, through some Tibetan Buddhist teachings, I discovered that Tibetan Buddhists had a particular sort of higher realm interpretation of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, because I was a Buddhist at that time, and I was quite surprised by this. But more the revisionist history I've been studying seriously in the last 3 years. I think it was around 2007 I got into this gradually by studying the international bankers. I knew a Canadian Buddhist monk here, and he was in finance before, as I worked in finance before I was teaching Buddhism. And he was telling me to study the Rothschilds in this YouTube video called Money Master. So I studied this in 2007. So since then I've been steadily understanding the Rothschild bankers, the Zionist forces in the world and their history. And from that, I gradually got to understand World War II and the relationship between, National Socialist Germany, Adolf Hitler, and the bigger picture of the bankers and how they destroyed Germany. So in the last 3 years, I've been seriously interested in Adolf Hitler, National Socialist Germany. When I say this goes back to an interest all my life, since I was a kid. I could, I could describe more about it. I think, as a little kid, I even had paranormal experiences relating to this as a child. So from being a Buddhist, so we have the view of past lives and future lives. So I had this experience as a kid when I was about 5 years old to 8 years old. It was a recurring experience, which I found out later relates to out-of-body experiences. I would be laying in bed at night, and I'd have this feeling of paralysis and a vibrational state coming through me. Through the height of this experience, I had this mental impression of a Nazi swastika rolling over me, which is strange for a five-year-old. I didn't know what it was. So when I studied this later, and I talked to Buddhist monks about this, one Buddhist monk said, well, it's reasonable that in a previous life you might have been in Nazi Germany yourself. I mean, 70 million people there, died, and from Buddhist view, they would take rebirth, so it's a pretty common thing. So this is the feeling I've had since at least the 1990s. I think I've have that impression that I was in Nazi Germany in my previous life. So that explains why as a little kid I'd see TV shows. I'd be really interested in this. Oh, this looks wonderful. These are my people. You know, I'd see videos of them marching. Oh, this is wonderful. Where are these people? So it's been kind of a lifelong interest, although I was raised with a typical conventional understanding of Nazi Germany. Of course, I thought Hitler was evil, and the Nazis started the war, and they're to blame for everything. So I had this kind of dichotomy in my mind. I was drawn to them. I was kind of admired them, their efficiency, their accomplishments in some way, and I yet had a conventional view. It wasn't until maybe just in the last 4 years that I really understand the revisionist history now. So now I feel a sense of clarity and more unity in my thinking of my Buddhist values. I teach courses on meditation, Buddhism, and appreciating the truth of revisionist history, World War II. So everything's kind of in harmony in my thinking. In the past, I had these kind of dichotomies in my thinking.
Sure. Now, so it really didn't take you that long after you started looking into revisionist history and how the world kind of operates under the caste system, under the debilitating, well, it's not debilitating for everybody, it's just debilitating for 99% of us.
Yeah,
but how it operates, how cash operates, how the money system operates. And it didn't take you long to figure out that, I don't like to call them Nazi Germany. In fact, they never call themselves Nazis.
Yeah, National Socialists, yeah.
Right. National Socialism, and Germany, were not at fault. So you totally turned around everything that you had previously thought about Germany within a relatively short period of time.
That's true. I say with about 3 years ago, or somewhere around that, 3 or more years ago. Yeah.
And that's amazing because we do have a lot of people who are in broadcasting. Who have been in broadcasting and purportedly doing research that haven't figured it out in 20 years or 10 years or
that's right.
5 years.
I actually remember there's a particular moment. I have an older Jewish friend or sort of older German friend who's been like a mentor. I have a few advisors here who never want to make public statements themselves. And there was a moment when I asked him, well, who do you think Adolf Hitler was? What was he doing then? He said, well, he was trying to create a socialist state of the highest culture, and he was trying to unify the German people. And I kind of, that's when it really hit me that this is all true. This is several years ago. And I described to people, like in one or two sentences, the cause of World War II, I think, is because of the bankers. German had debt-free currency, and the American Federal Reserve bankers and the Rothschild system have debt-based currency, leading to basically enslavement, and they just couldn't tolerate a better banking system in the world that would trump them, so they had to destroy it. So I think one or two sentences, that explains the reason, the motive for World War II.
Exactly, and of course, Germany is the first country in the world that ever kicked the bankers out, that ever countered the bankers, their behavior, and their tactics.
Yeah, it's amazing that they did it, that kind of idealism. And you would know more about this. I thought I would have some questions for you too during this time, but I don't think Hitler managed in 1933 in the first year to get the Rothschild bankers out. Like, I know he had the labor treasury certificates. They introduced their own currency backed basically not by gold but by the labor of the people. And I've tried to figure this out. I was giving a talk a few weeks ago on that video I'd sent you, and someone was asking, well, what year did he do this? Was it 33? It was right in the beginning. I wasn't quite sure. Do you know how this system worked, or did it take him several years to phase out the Rothschild bankers?
No. Well, first of all, they had no gold. After World War One, as I mentioned, it was kind of an ongoing war. But after World War One, they had the Versailles Treaty. They had no credit. They had no gold. They had a lot of their land seized from them. land that had been under the jurisdiction of Germany for decades and decades and decades. Yep. He did make changes initially, but he did retain some of the same. Well, he used the people that had influence. Now, one of his mentor was Feder, F-E-D-E-R, and he'd gone to a meeting. He was still in the army this time, and he'd gone to a meeting where he heard this gentleman speak about a debt-free system, and he was one of, well, he joined the party early on, and but it was Feder that actually introduced to him, talked about a different banking system. Now, the communism and capitalism were both founded by the Rothschild.
Yeah, I know. The 1917, the New York City bankers conceived and created the Russian Revolution, and probably the center of this was London, England, with the Rothschilds. And I think of the Americans or the Rockefellers as fronts for the Rothschilds.
There's one book that actually claims that they are Jewish, and I have found some evidence to indicate that that might be the case. And
you mean the Rothschilds themselves?
The Rockefellers.
Oh, the Rockefellers, yeah. Yeah, I know that's possible. They may be crypto-Jews. It's not clear. It's not certain about that, yeah.
Right. But anyway, the European plan was actually created before 1917, and communism was actually created probably in the 1840s, then it takes time for all these movements to grow, for people to, it's incremental. People lose their liberty, their freedom incrementally. Right.
They have a long-term vision to take over the world, so they're patient. They'll wait 50 years, 100 years to gradually implement the plans and condition people towards, like the rise of communism, like with 1848 and the Communist Manifesto.
Sure. Sure. And then you also had the wars here in this country. We think, well, gosh, they were instrumental in World War I and World War II. But actually, they were also making money off of the 1846 war against Mexico. Rothschild made money off of that war when August Belmont was his agent. And acted
1846?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I was looking at some notes this morning, and I'm thinking about doing a program to show that the Jews actually were instrumental in just after the founding of this country, right on up through today.
Wow.
And I have the evidence. Well, it's in my books, actually, because
I've been watching some YouTube videos about that as well. Yeah, like right at the beginning.
Yes, yes, including during the Revolutionary War, you had Jewish funding during that war. So it's and Washington was one of the first people who gave them the opportunity to have full freedoms in a country. And which I've talked about in book one. But anyway, Hitler had a different plan. He had a third way. And it was a way that wherein the workers and the people who owned the factories weren't competitors. They weren't, they were both benefiting from their relationship. Where in most corporations, the corporations exploit the workers tremendously. But in Germany, there was unification of these two different classes of people, so that and the common man could have a car and take a vacation and have some of the benefits from the work that he was doing. And
that's inspiring, and it's such a success. Like, their economy was perhaps the greatest soaring economy from 1933 to 1939 went from the poorest country in Europe to the wealthiest country. It's just such an inspiring example of economic success.
Indeed. And we've seen that same example in places like Iraq and places like Libya.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's a reason that they were bombed to smithereens also.
Yeah, that's why I'm concerned about Iran. That's the next on the, next
sure.
on their target.
Sure. And it isn't just a matter of imposing a central bank. It's a matter of imposing an ideology.
Yeah.
That is very detrimental to everybody in the country. But for instance, in Iraq, they had a very good society. It was a secular society.
Yeah.
People in the country were benefiting from the resources in that country.
Yeah,
it was
a model economy for the Middle East. Yeah.
Right. The people in a country should all benefit from the resources in that country. And every country has resources. But in America, the corporations are benefiting from the resources, not the people. They look at us as resources, as vehicles of profit.
Yeah. That reminds me, there's a new, relatively new video out right now called Adolf Hitler, the Man Who Fought the Bank. It's got this great speech from Hitler, and he's comparing like a democracy compared to an authoritarian state. And he said that the international bankers or the Zionist bankers only care about one thing. Are you willing to be plundered? Yes or no? If yes, are you stupid enough to remain silent about it? Yes or no? If yes, and then the silent democracies are the best ones. And he says, any authoritarian state that says, no, we will not allow you to plunder us from the inside or outside, well, then that's called bad. So he gets right to the point. If they're listening to the speech he gave like 75 years ago, really clarifies my thinking how Adolf Hitler gets right to the point. This is the problem with the bankers, whether you call it democracy or an authoritarian state. You know, are you willing to be plundered? And that's what we're getting plundered with, like in the Federal Reserve System. Canada's had the same problem since 1975. With the banks.
Interesting. And of course, we too, Americans have this this negative view of socialism. They think of it as Marxism, and that's totally inaccurate. Socialism was for the benefit of all society.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Marxism is class warfare with an elite group of people doing all the exploitation and benefiting.
Yeah, and so they would mislead others to think it's workers of the world unite. It's a cruel sort of cruel impression.
They always make it seem humanitarian.
Yeah.
And of course, that does appeal to people who are struggling to keep food on the table. And we see it here in this country. Whoops, we're going to a quick break.
Here's
we'll
the
be
music.
Right back. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest the next 2 hours is Brian Rue, and you spell that R-U-H-E. He is the author of A Short Walk on an Ancient Path and Freeing the Buddha. He is Secretary of the Truth and Justice for German Society. Their website is tjgs.ca. Alrighty. We were talking about socialism, and
yes.
We will take calls at 800-313-9443. So tell us a little bit more about the Truth and Justice for German Society, and what your objectives are, and who would be interested in joining this, and what would we be doing?
Yeah, we just became a society this month on February the 4th. I can describe a bit how we came together. First, I'll just read for you our mission statement, what the society is about. It's a registered nonprofit society dedicated to restoring, maintaining, and defending the honor, dignity, and reputation of the German people and their descendants, both in Canada and abroad, from slander, insults, false news, and bias and incomplete reporting, which has led to discrimination, fear, hatred, and anti-Germanism in the public realm. We hope our efforts will foster a better understanding of German history, culture, and accomplishments, and a more accurate and complete view of world history as it relates to the German nation and people. We believe that through countering the war propaganda, which continues to be regurgitated to this day, and by correcting the historical lies with facts and evidence that have been systematically ignored, that a measure of justice may be achieved for the German people, and that a third world war may also be averted. For more detailed information, please refer to our constitution. This is on our website, I should mention, is tjgs.ca. .ca means Canada, so tjgs.ca. Yeah, so the way this came about revolves around our president, Wayne Ponte. This began in July 2013, he first conceived of the idea. Wayne, I at first emailed him about, 2013 in the fall. But he was, of course, he gets hundreds and hundreds of emails, sometimes thousands. It wasn't until a year later that he responded to my email. He would sort of took a break for a while and came back.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, I discovered Wayne was in Canada because of you, Deanna, on your show. I listened to your interviews. You've interviewed Wayne about a dozen times, and you said, Wayne from Canada. So, oh, he's in Canada. I should get in touch. I thought, well, maybe he's in Ontario, like 3,000 miles away, because I'm in Vancouver. And when he got in touch with me, I found out he was within driving distance.
Oh my gosh.
So I thought, wow, I can actually meet you. And I thought, wow, because I feel that Wayne's probably the most important person in Canada in the field of revisionist history of World War II. So I said, well, we have to get together. So he was like a couple hours drive away. So we got together. I was having a meetup meeting. I have a meetup group that talks about conspiracies. And I had a meetup planned for November the 11th called The Other Side of Remembrance Day. So I was fully engaged in my own revisionist work, and I've made dozens of YouTube videos since July of last year, 2014. I kind of came out of the closet because I have about 450 YouTube videos, most about my meditation courses, Buddhism, pretty straightforward meditation Buddhism courses. And I decided in July to come out of the closet and be real with my YouTube audience and say, well, I have this other interest. So I've made these videos. So this meetup group I founded in 2009 called the UFO Conspiracy Mysterious Realms Meetup. Well, now it's just called UFO Conspiracy Meetup Group. So I had this meeting planned, and then I got in touch with Wayne, and we talked on the phone. I said, well, why don't you come to this meeting? So that's when it sort of came about. He proposed the idea of the society at that meeting. At that meeting, our guest speaker was Christopher Sandu. He was a hockey coach here, you've interviewed yourself a couple of times. You know Chris?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was a hockey coach fired from his job because on his Facebook he posted various postings related to National Socialist Germany. So he was in the news, not only national news, but internationally. So it kind of changed our meeting. Wayne, he's very good at interviewing, so he made a YouTube video, which is on Wayne's YouTube channel, the Justice for Germans YouTube channel. He also has his website called justiceforgermans.com. And we produced this video. So this is when Wayne got together with me and Chris. And also, Greg is a close friend of mine involved in my conspiracy meetup group. We've been close friends for about 2 years. And Greg has the same view on Adolf Hitler and National Socialist Germany. So Greg was like my only really close friend. And also have this older German advisor and a few other people. So I knew a few people connected, and then it was good for Wayne to meet us because he's been working largely on his own, or he's has people spread out around the world that aren't that geographically close to him. So it really came together well. So this was on November 11th of last year, 2014. We had the meeting, and then Wayne actually came out with the concept. He drafted like a draft constitution, a 2-page constitution, and we discussed it, and then we had a few meetings since then. And I was immediately drawn to the idea, so was Greg, because we were working on our own. We made a few YouTube videos about National Socialist Germany, about the banking system. I had another guest speaker, an older German man. But Wayne really gave us a focus and a direction, so he's been our leader since, our president, so we're quite happy to be working with Wayne on this. So now there's five of us.
All right. I'm sorry, Brent. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is Deanna, and you were, Brian, you were talking about your relationship and the great work that Wayne has done. And largely, he's, well, there are some people up in Canada who are certainly supportive of his work, but it's great that you got together and that you were able to have an organization. The Truth and Justice for German Society, of which you are the secretary, and the website is tjgs.ca. Tell me, when you had your little coming out and divulged to the people who in your groups that you had a different view of history, how did they accept that? How did they accept you? What did they say? Tell us some of
yours. Yeah, I mean, I anticipate, of course, it would be a problem with some people. The first public talk I gave was March 17, 2013. It's actually my day of my father's birthday, the day my mother died. Just by coincidence, it was on that day. Like, they died a long, long time ago. So, and we made a YouTube video. It was released at that time, but I didn't put it on my regular Brian Root channel with all my meditation videos. I put on a separate YouTube channel called True Search Channel. So it was kind of separate, but it was public. So that was 2 years ago. So I have experienced some difficulties since then, although I would say I'm still doing fine. But at the time, I was working with another meditation teacher. We were running a weekly group, and someone phoned him and said, look at this. On the meetup group, Brian's hosting this, doing this talk called Adolf Hitler Truthers. It was kind of a reading from Stolfi's book. Professor Stolfi in California has the book, Hitler Beyond Evil and Tyranny. And we made a video. So then my teaching colleague, he decided to quit. He couldn't work with me because of the association, because he's teaching mindfulness meditation. So I can understand that, although we remained as friends. So that was a bit, a bit damaging or hurtful. I mean, I understand these things could happen, but I felt this is something I was really prepared to do, and I was prepared to make some sacrifice because I knew this is the truth, and I feel I'm prepared to make some sacrifice. This is such a vital truth to our world today. It's not just about the past. So I immediately lost one teaching colleague, but there didn't seem to be too much damage. Like, wasn't fired from any jobs. Like, I work as an independent contractor, so I teach about 7 or 8 different public institutions, like Vancouver School Board, a night school teacher, other school boards, and community centers. So I wasn't about to lose a big corporate job. Like, if I was working in a big corporation, losing a high-paying job, then I'd probably think twice about it. But I'm largely self-employed, and I can kind of reinvent myself, so I decided to take a risk. So there has been some damage. One community center I've been teaching at for 16 years, since the last century, 1998, is the West End Community Center right here in Vancouver. In October, they basically didn't renew my contract for the winter term, and it was because of my Hitler videos on YouTube since July. That was the reason. And my boss, my supervisor, is one of the nicest people I've ever worked with for 10 years. He's a very, very good guy named Michael. And he said they received an anonymous phone call from someone who complained about my videos. But he said he defended me. He said, well, it doesn't relate to what Brian's actually teaching at the convenience center. He's teaching courses on mindfulness meditation and Theravada Buddhism. So he defended me. But then I discovered a few weeks later that they hadn't planned the winter term. And I said, we're at the deadline now for the winter term. So I said, are we going to plan it? Then he just sent me an email saying that the West End Community Center Board of Directors decided not to renew any Buddhism courses in the winter term. Wow. And then I asked him, well, why? What's the reason? And there was no email. It's all by email, no reply. And then I asked him a few weeks later, no reply. And then I wrote back to him. I said, we both know the reason. And I think the reason legally, if they give a reason, then I could make an issue out of it or sue them or something. If they don't give a reason, then it gives me less. So I realize that's a reason. I've decided just to keep this as a card up my sleeve. I'm just going to let it go. But if I want to make a YouTube video out of it saying, this is not fair, it's against my freedom of speech or whatever, they had no real, there was no reason expressed. But we both know the reason. I even said to my boss, we both know the reason. And he didn't deny it.
Wow. What about your family? You said your parents passed, but what about your other members of the family?
Yeah, well, I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters. There's actually 5 of us in 6 years. I'm the youngest of 5. We're all born in the 1950s. I owe my life to the Catholic Church. That's why there's so many of us in 6 years. Well, my 2 brothers, they pretty much agree with me. My one brother, Bob, lives in North Carolina. We have intense conversations. His wife is actually Jewish. They've got 2 kids, so we tend to have a conversation just him and I, but she's good. I mean, she's understanding. She knows I don't have anything against her and stuff, but he pretty much agrees with me on this, and he takes a lot of advice from me on this, and he studies the bankers himself. He knows a lot about this. My other brother Peter lives right here or just south of Vancouver in Richmond, just 10 miles away, so we meet, and he's pretty accepting of my views as well. Partly agrees with some things he doesn't know, he's not that sure about. But my family's quite accepting about it. And my 2 sisters, one lives in near Washington, D.C. She has sort of mixed feelings about it. My other sister, Deanna, we haven't really talked that much about it. She's sailing with her husband in the Caribbean now for a year, having a great retirement together.
Wow.
So we don't talk too much politically. She's kind of apolitical, my oldest sister, Diana. So I'd say my family's fine. I haven't been alienated from my family. However, my closest friend since I've known since grade 9, since this meeting in November, he says he doesn't want to be friends with me anymore.
Wow.
We've known each other since grade 9 for 41 years. I'm 55 now. I mean, we came out to Vancouver together in 1980 when we were 20 years old. We drove out west. My closest friend, last few years we have kind of divergent interests. We get together every 2 or 3 weeks. But I was surprised. He just sent me an email when I invited him to this meeting. It was just a short paragraph describing this meeting on the other side of Remembrance Day. He sent me an email saying, "Well, it's with a heavy heart, Brian, but I just can't accept your views on Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany, and I just can't be friends with you anymore." So he didn't even speak to me, didn't even talk to me on the phone.
That is kind of amazing. That
It took me by surprise. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there should be objectivity. There should be an opportunity for people to have a different view than their companions, than their family members, without being totally ostracized out of a family or out of a group. I mean, that is a little bit overkill, as far as I'm concerned. I think
I had discussions about this before one-on-one, and he expressed his difference in views. We'd analyze various aspects of history. He seemed to be pretty reasonable about it, but he just didn't agree. But actually, I don't feel ostracized. Like, his spouse has been a close friend of mine for 30 years. We met at a coffee shop to negotiate over a month ago. And she said, "Well, Brian, I've decided I'm still going to be friends with you, even though I agree with Rob that you have certainly the wrong views of Hitler, and you have the wrong, but you're such a nice guy, Brian. You've got the wrong view of Nazi Germany. Of course, I agree with Rob that you're wrong, but still, I'll be friends with you, Brian, because, you know, you're still a nice guy, even though you're wrong." That's her attitude.
Sure, sure. And what's and most people who typically say, "Oh, you're totally wrong," or "I don't buy that version of history at all," never actually do any independent research or any investigation of anything. Yeah. They seem to get their ideas from the government, from Hollywood movies, from television, and the court historians' view of things. So
that's true. I sent them some web links. Like, there's a website, whatreallyhappened.info, which really goes into this thoroughly and scientifically. But they never looked at it, and they told me they wouldn't look at it, you know, so.
Well, I think that when you when your views are changed and you come to accept the reality of your own situation by comparing them, you know, our situation to just say Germany. Once we look at history and once we recognize what happened to Germany, we realize, well, isn't that kind of the same thing that's happening to our country, except in a different way? We are certainly being destabilized economically. Our production has been all sent offshore. They just haven't dropped any bombs on us. But we're certainly in the midst of destruction, particularly moral destruction, the family, the destruction of the family.
Yeah.
And these are all things that people do not realize the strength or the importance of the family in NSDAP Germany. I mean, they don't realize what some of the tenets of the program were, because they've never studied it.
Yeah, strong family values, that's true. And how we're being undermined now. I gave a talk a few weeks ago through our meeting, but it's actually a YouTube video called "Globalist Zionist Supremacy," and it was just about actually I'm giving a talk tomorrow on Sunday at 6:30 on the same theme called "Hidden Agendas to Undermine Society." Well, one of them with the Zionist agenda to undermine the family is the whole industry of pornography. Since the 1920s in Germany, Berlin was like the smut capital of Europe, and it was completely Zionist or Jewish owned and controlled to this day. And the purpose is not just to make money, but to degrade us. It's degrading us. So you could even call it the the Noahide laws, they call it, the Noahides, how the Gentiles are supposed to be good Noahides going by these Zionist principles. So right. I think there is an intention there to degrade us morally and ethically, to undermine our, you know, our human worth.
And of course, when Hitler came to power, he changed all that. And Berlin was a lot of the Jews lived in Berlin. That was where they had their businesses, and that was the smut capital of Europe. And Hitler changed all that, got rid of a lot of the pornography, all of the pornography. And of course, now that's
a great job. Yeah,
it's reverted. So I know that you've talked about what is going on, what has gone on in Germany since the end of the war, and I listened to, you have some videos which I posted on the schedule page. But tell us about some of the videos that you've made and your views about what is going on currently in Germany and the status of the German people in relationship to what they know.
Yeah. One of the videos I made about 2 weeks ago was a public talk. Actually, it was a public talk where I was invited by another group to give a talk about Adolf Hitler. It was by a group called Questers, which is here in British Columbia in the province of Alberta. They've been around for over 30 years. They have an interest in paranormal or different things like that. So they were interested in a talk on Adolf Hitler. So we had about 25 people. And the video is on YouTube now. It's called Adolf Hitler Truthers Gathering 2015, eight little sections. And the eighth section, which you posted on your email about the talk today, was about Germany being an occupied country. So yeah, what happened at the end of the war on May 8th, 1945, Germany surrendered. They had the Admiral Dönitz became the president of Germany, and he was trying to sort of get a government going, and the Allies did recognize in the sense that he surrendered the various aspects of the German military. We didn't actually surrender the government, and then about 3 weeks later, Eisenhower, the Allies just decided to imprison him and his government as war criminals. That was pretty much the end of the government of Germany. So Germany's actually been an occupied nation ever since that time in 1945. So they don't actually have their own freely democratic government. In a sense, the German Reich still exists legally. It never actually surrendered, or they never terminated their identity. They're actually still an occupied people. And I would say the Germans today, they don't recognize that, but I feel they've been brainwashed about Adolf Hitler, National Socialist Germany. They're probably the most anti-Nazi in the world because they've been raised and brainwashed that way. And that's what you'd expect an occupier to do, to make a real effort to brainwash the people against Hitler.
Indeed. It's certainly blaming the country itself for what happened to them.
And they didn't start the war, and Hitler didn't want a war. He just joined together the German people, and he was very concerned. He wanted to have a good alliance with England more than anything else. Like Hitler, his relationship with England was almost like a lover who doesn't want to admit the unrequited love of his lover. He didn't want to admit that he couldn't have an alliance with England, and it was... Chamberlain, of course, declares the war on Germany, and the Churchill really got it going. And Churchill, I really place a lot of blame on him, but Hitler had 20 peace proposals on the table from 1939 to 1941 with England, and Churchill just wouldn't consider any of this. But this is not what we've been told. We were all raised thinking, well, Germany, we were kept appeasing Germany. And they went into Poland, we couldn't appease Germany anymore. So Germany had to be stopped because they want to take over the world. It's just a cliche. And none of this is true. And, of course, you've had Dennis Wise on your show. I have to really praise his video. The greatest story never told, 6.5 hours long. And that was so moving. Like, I knew some of that information before I saw it. A lot I learned on that video. But he puts it together so well with the emotion and the music.
The music is... The whole thing is just so inspiring. It brings me to tears when I'm watching it.
Oh, me too. And on the trailer for The Greatest Story Never Told, Dana, it begins with you, your voice, saying what you have made is such a great accomplishment. So, and they have the background music for you, Deanna, so you really introduce it well.
Oh, thanks. Well, he did the whole thing. He did the whole thing, put it all together. He's brilliant, absolutely brilliant in that creation. And there's been a number of people who have contributed so greatly. Eric Hunt is one, Fritz Berg, I think. Carolyn Yeager with her little booklet, and Veronica Clark, of course. A lot of people have done a lot of made a lot of contributions. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Alrighty, we are back, and I must apologize. I said that we would take some callers, and then I failed to look at the board. So we do have some callers, which we will take right now. Let's take Frank in North Carolina. Frank, welcome.
Yes, hello to both of you. Hey, your brother, is he anywhere near Charlotte, North Carolina?
Well, yes, he's in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Okay, I've been through there a few times. That's kind of out of the way. Kind of not too close to me, but
yeah, I've been there a few times.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to make a couple suggestions, and you've probably already seen these, but just to not, you might want to familiarize yourself with them. A couple of documentaries, because as you both are saying, this isn't just about the past. All of this continues on, and they're doing it, you know, with whole new, issues today with these big events, wars and whatnot. But I would just suggest, and one other point. There's a couple of documentaries I wanted to suggest if you haven't seen them, but I heard on RBN this morning on another show, they were saying that in a recent poll, 20% of Germans are in favor of revolution.
In
the country. I thought that was interesting.
Seems a high number.
It is a high. I don't know exactly what that means, but apparently there's a lot of discontent among some group in there, but I would just recommend, if you haven't seen them, 911 Missing Links, and that's kind of a revisionist documentary on 9/11. And then
we're talking about World War II. That's,
I understand, but you're talking about revisionist history as well, and the lies, and you made a statement how it's continuing today. And also the other one was 7/7 ripple effect. And it all.
Oh yes, I've had that gentleman on my program.
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Frank. Appreciate your phone call. Alrighty, we're just about to head into another break, but let's take Chris in Pennsylvania, and we can hold him over if he'd be willing to stay over. Chris.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Hey, Brian, you just recently added me on Facebook.
Oh, very good. We're Facebook friends.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I was a follower of yours, and then I was freaked out by your videos. And
it's
I
good
was
to
repelled.
Have you on the show. This is interesting.
Well, I was repelled, and I started looking into the Noahide thing and everything. And, yeah, if you go the Noahide path, you're never accepted by them fully. You're a sub person of the Jewish community. I joined the army and went to Germany specifically to understand my roots. I was there for 3 years during the Cold War. We completely occupy them. You know, our facilities are riddled all through their country. The Germans don't like us there, but we pump tons of money into their economy. And they put up with it.
Yeah.
And they just follow what our dictates are.
Who is the we pump tons of money? Which we are we talking about?
United States.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Multinational corporations?
Basically.
We'll hold you over. Let's hold you over.
Okay, great, thanks.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.